sometime during Shachris this morning, I realized that I forgot Al Hanisim last night at Maariv. So I decided that I would speak about Al Hanisim during the Tanan Halacha Shir, and hopefully in the zechus of talking about Al Hanisim, I won't forget it again. There is a Tosefta in Brachos Paragimel. The Tosefta says, Kol she'in bo musaf, kigon chanuk upurim, arviz shachris u'minchum espalel shmona esrei, v'omer me'in hama'ora b'hoda'a. Tosefta tells us that we have to mention Chanukah and Purim in the bracha of Hoda'ah of Shmona Esrei, and there's a brayso of Masechta Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph Beis Kavim Va'asom Yom Tovim VaHalel VeHoda'ah, that the very nature of Ner Chanukah, of the day of Chanukah, the days of Chanukah, are that these are days of Halel and Hoda'ah. And Rashi writes that means what's Hoda'ah? Lomar Al Hanisim BaHoda'ah, to say Al Hanisim during the bracha of Hoda'ah. The Gemara adds, Ma tefila b'hodah, af birch samazin b'hodah, that just like we have such a din by tefila, we have a din by birch samazin as well, that during hodah, no delcha, birch samazin, we should also be maskir meina ma'ora, we should say al anisim. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins explicitly that on Simitav Reish Pei Beis, Si'if Aleph, that kol shmonis yimei chanukah, omer al anisim b'tefila b'birchas modim, that during the bracha of modim, we say al anisim. Now there are some differences between the Al Hanisim we say during Tefillah and that which we say during Birch Samazon. The Gemara in Shabbos Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, in discussing where to place the Al Hanisim Birch Samazon, the Gemara says, just like Tefillah's Bodah, so to Birch Samazon's Bodah, Rashi says that the reason we say it Bodah is that Kula Milsa Dechana Yikar Lo Hodah Nitkina, that the whole Yontif of Chanukah was based on giving Hodah. That's how they were Mesakein. That's what makes these days special, that these days are days of giving Hoda'ah. So the Tosfos writes the same thing, that it's Hoda'ah hi velo tefillah. But Tosfos over there in Shabbos, Dibur Maskel Mahu, has the following ha'ara. The very shaila of the Gemara, should you mention Al Hanisim, where should you mention Al Hanisim Birch Samazon, is only brought up in Birch Samazon. The Gemara never asks a shaila, where should you mention Al Hanisim in tefillah? And it could be because tefillah is done b'tzibur, there's presuming Nisa, I'm sorry, the very shaila of the Gemara, whether you should mention Al Hanisim, whether you should say Al Hanisim, is by Birch Samazon. The Gemara never raises a shaila whether you should or shouldn't say it by Tefillah, and it could be because Tefillah is Bitzibur, and therefore there's Presumin Nisa, so it's a no-brainer that you say it by Tefillah. But by Birch Samazon, which is, alone in your house, there's not as much Presumin Nisa, and therefore required a little bit more of a Chiddush to say that there's Al Hanisim in Birch Samazon. But one way or the other, we do have a requirement that we say Al Hanisim in Birch Samazon. Interestingly, Mishnah Berurah and Simchah of Cotton Aleph says, in the name of the Prima Gadim, in the name of the Bach, that and the Pri Chadash, that when it comes to Al Hanisim, that you should dafka read it from a siddur because people are not that fluent in it, and you shouldn't rely on memory when it comes to Al Hanisim. So the Mishmur says, well, maybe now Rov HaOlam knows it by heart, so it's okay, but still you got to make sure that you really know it. It's something you shouldn't just rely on. You should try to use a siddur or a bencher to say Al Hanisim properly. Now, there are Rishonim that write that on Chanukah, the Shliach Tzibur should be machris, should announce to the Kehila to say Al Hanisim during Mariv before Shmona Esrei. You could give a clap and say Al Hanisim, just like you do by Yalav Yavo and Lel Rosh Chodesh. So you give a clap and you say Yalav Yavo, and everyone remembers to do Rosh Chodesh. So the Sefer HaManik brings this down, the Abu Dram brings it down, and the Rashba writes that the reason why we do this by Rosh Chodesh, isn't it a Hefzik Ben Gula L'Tfila, and Yalav Yavo Mafzik Ben Gula L'Tfila? So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Sim Reish Sadi Gimel, that no, tefillah's arv is only Roshos as it is, and it's all the tzorech hatfilah, and as long as it's the tzorech hatfilah, it's not going to be a problem of being mafsik ben gula tefillah. But nevertheless, la'alacha, we assume that by shachrus we don't do that. That by shachrus we think it is a problem of being mafsik ben gula tefillah. If you want a very good explanation of what the difference between the two is, take a look in Am Mordechai. Rav Willick has a beautiful explanation about how shachrus, the din of smichus gula tefillah, is both a din in tefillah and a din in geula, whereas by mariv it's only a din in tefillah, and therefore anything that's there to enhance the tefillah is going to be able to overpower smichus gula tefillah by mariv, because the whole din is only a din in tefillah, whereas by shachrus it's not going to be able to overpower it. He has Raya's very, very beautiful piece. So the halacha Shulchan Aruch says that the shliach tzibur or whoever could be machriz on Rosh Chodesh between Kaddish and mariv, that they have to say Yalav Yavo. It's not considered a hefsik, and Rov Achronim assume that the same is true when it comes to Al Hanisim on Chanukah. Magen Avraham in Reish Lamed Vav writes that it's possible it's mutar to be machriz only on Rosh Chodesh, but not by Chanukah because Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa. Whereas when it comes to Chanukah, Alanisim, the halacha is if you skip it, you don't go back and repeat it, it's not nearly as important. The Maimur Mordechai has another approach. He says, no, the minhag was that we don't even, that we only are machriz on Rosh Chodesh or by Vesein Talumatar. That's when you could be machriz as opposed to by Alanisim. And the Kaf HaChaim writes that in Yerushalayim, the minhag always was that they never machriz anything. Not for Rosh Chodesh, not for Ner Chanukah, not for Talumatar. They never announce anything. What they do is when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to that part, so he says it out loud to remind everybody, but not to be machriz anything. The poskim quote, they say in the name of Aaron Cutler, it's a contemporary poskim saying in the name of Aaron Cutler, that a person should not do a Hechi Kedusha on Chanukah, because you don't want to lose the Alanisim in Chazaras Shatz. You lose all of Chazaras Shatz the rest of the year in Chazaras Shatz, because when you do the Hechi Kedusha, you're losing everything. No, but Alanisim is the Din Persuminisa. So since it's Din Persuminisa, the Iker Persuminisa is really going to be more in the Chazaras Shatz than it will be in the Silent Shemon Esrei. So that's what they say, not to do a Hechi Kedusha on Chanukah. I think I mentioned once before, my uncle's minion that he has in his law firm, that's their minhag. That I think that on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh also, I think they dafka do a full Chazar Shatz, the rest of the year do a Hechi Kedusha, could be based on this psak of Rav Aaron Cutler. There's a Tosefta that says that if you didn't say Me'ein HaMa'or, that same Tosefta we quoted before says if you don't say Me'ein HaMa'or, if you don't say Alanisim, Ein Machzirin, so you do not have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Question is, at what point does it become too late to remember? You know, at what point can you still say Alanisim if you forgot? So there seems to be three basic shitos, three or four shitos about this. The Tur in Siman Tav Reish Pei Bei says that kol zman that you were not mazkir shem Hashem at the end of the bracha, you could still go back and say it. You could still go back and say Alanisim. So as long as you didn't finish the bracha of Hodah with shem Hashem, you didn't mention the shem Hashem toward the end of the bracha, you could still go back and say it. The Ritva and Tainus Daf Kuvav Beis quotes that b'shem Harav HaChassid. Not sure who that is. The second possibility is kol zman that you didn't finish the entire bracha. Not just not Shem Hashem, but even if you said the Shem Hashem already, but you didn't finish the entire bracha, you can still go back. That's Tosos and Brachas Dav Laban and Beis Dibra Maskal Mistavra quotes that from Rabbeinu Yitzchak from the Ri, that if you misayim the bracha, then you can't go back anymore. But if you haven't yet been misayim the bracha, you could still go back. The third possibility Tosos quotes over there in the name of Rabbeinu Elchanan Binoshal Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and that is Kolzman that you haven't begun the bracha of Sim Shalom yet. Meaning, even if you have finished the bracha of Hoda'ah, you could still go back so long as you haven't begun the bracha of Sim Shalom. And the Rai brings us from Birch Samaz and Rosh Chodesh, that if you forget Yalav Yavo and you still didn't yet start Hatova Ametiv, so they were misaken the bracha Chadasha, even though you already started this bracha, you're not Chozer. So that's what they bring the Rai for Rabbeinu Elchanan. The fourth Shita is that Kol Zman Shelo Akar Raglav, this is the Tosus quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. That calls man Shlo Akar Raglav, you could be Chozel Ritzei or to Modim. Two different versions of what exactly he said. Because the Mishnah understands that it's all the way back to Modim. Pash Pshan Rabbeinu Tam is that it's only back to, you go all the way back to Ritzei, even further back than Modim. But so long as you haven't been Akar Raglav, so long as you haven't taken your three steps back. So those are the different Shitos. Great, so what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you didn't say Alav Yavo Ein Machzir no so, but if you remember Ba'osa Bracha, as long as you didn't yet say the Shem Hashem, then you go back. So it's totally on Shem Hashem. Now, if let's say you went back by accident, and then in the middle of going, you realize you didn't say it, and it was too late, you're already in the middle of Sim Shalom, but you go back anyway, and then while you're in the middle of saying, was I really supposed to do this? And then you look in the article sitter and it says, you should not go back past this point. So what do you do? What do you do that? Not the most practical shayla, probably, because probably if you didn't know, you're not going to figure it out like in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So, but nevertheless, it's discussed by the postman. Birkei Yosef writes that you have to stop in the middle of Alanisim, even in the middle of the bracha, and just go back to where you were in Shemona Esrei and pick up from there. The Shulchan Aruch also writes in some Reish Sadi Dal Tzifhei that whenever we say you're not chozer, if you want to be machmir on yourself and be chozer, so if you've already finished your tefillah, you can go and say Shemoneh Esrei again. You're allowed to. You just don't have to. If you didn't finish your tefillah, obviously you can't be mafsik in the middle of your tefillah, so you wouldn't even be allowed to. But once you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to be chozer. Question is, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean by that? So there's a machlokas achronim, what the mechaber means by that. The Levush understands that means even you don't need to be mechadish badavar. You're allowed to daven again, and the very fact that you're saying Al Anisim is enough of a chiddish that you don't need to be mechadish badavar in the Shemoneh Esrei the second time. Whereas the Al Yirabah, b'shem the Knesset Gedolah, is cholek on that. He says, no, that you do need to be mechadish davar, because since Al Anisim is the part of the Chovas Hayom, it's not considered a chiddish, so you would need to be mechadish badavar when you go back. The ikar is, we should remember when we say Shemoneh Esrei, even though the halacha is that it's not chozer, like Rav Shefa likes to say about Yalav Yava Mariv on Rosh Chodesh, don't think it's less important because we don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei for it. Maybe that makes it more important because then you lose it. You're never going to get that Al Anisim back. You forget Yalav Yava or something during a Shachris on Rosh Chodesh, so you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, so at least you'll get that Yalav Yava back. You'll have the opportunity to say it. But if you forget that Mariv on Rosh Chodesh, if you get Al Anisim and you can't be Chozer, we're not Chozer, so then you're never going to get it back. So the Ikar is we should try very, very hard to remember it, say the right one, Bimei Matzio, don't say the Purim one by accident, and we should be zocha to continue Nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.